Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The latest round of beginning farmer loans approved by the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation included four loans in Breckenridge, Greene, McLean, and Taylor counties, all total some $536,000. Bill McCloskey, Deputy Executive Director of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy.
The most interest is coming from beginning farmers that are interested or getting involved in the poultry production. So a lot of those projects in central and western Kentucky, I would say that several of the integrators that are doing some expansion, there's Pilgrim's Pride is looking to do expansion far western Kentucky, Purdue Chicken Company is expanding as well as Equity Group. So there is, looks like, a need for farmers to become more involved in poultry production. And most of those projects, you know, are $500,000 to $1 million investment.
The beginning farmer works through their local lender, which can then, through KAFC, access a loan, making the whole project more likely and, in effect, reducing their risk.
The lender is able to make a request from the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation to provide up to half, up to $250,000 as a low-interest loan to help the beginning farmer and help the lender as well.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, hashtag knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
The Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, through its tobacco settlement-funded Beginning Farmer Loan Program, does boost economic investment. Bill McCloskey says their loans assist existing lenders in extending credit, and as the Ag Finance Corporation loans get repaid, you might say they just keep lending forward.
That's a good point. It's a revolving loan program. Over the last 10 years, we've continued to utilize the funds from the Master Settlement Agreement to flow into the Ag Development Fund have been transferred over into Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, and we've continued to grow the program to date. We are a $55 million lending agency, and the money that comes back off their loans flows back into Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation to be loaned back out.
GOAP's Bill McCloskey. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.